Praying in our church and sharing requests for prayer with each other. And it's good to see how God answers prayers. We've been praying with Matt and his family about a job situation. And Matt, come up here and share with us. Some folks may not be aware how God has worked and how God has been so good in your life. And let our church hear about it.
Well, good morning. For those who don't know me, my name's Matt Ridley, and I've been sitting in this front pew and just trying to recap all the events, and it's hard to contain the joy that I have. We'll just start with just a little bit of history. I don't want to go too far. I know the pastor's got a message for us, but 2 years ago, almost to the day, it's kind of funny how God works stuff out like that. And I can see that now. I had a full-time job, worked in the auto industry. I've been college educated in that field. Life was going good. Had a married, had kids. And, you know, life gets stressful. And the furthest thing from my mind was to quit a job with a steady paycheck to kind of follow a dream or something that's always, you have those feelings of, I'd like to do that someday. One of those days I'll do that maybe. Or I'll talk about it for a while. And if anybody knows me, I like to talk. So it was 2009, November 1st of 2009, I actually bit the bullet and got a company name set up for a shop that I have at my house. The building was already there. I was just helping people out on the side, just trying to do the right thing, be a friend. And through all that, I set everything up through the Pickaway County Courthouse, got the tax ID number, license, all the vendor stuff. I wanted to do everything by the book. I wanted to be in the right. I didn't want nothing to show up later on. And it was really nice. My job actually gave me 2 days a week to where I moved down to a part-time status. So 2 days a week I could allocate to my shop to help people that I said I could help out. And that went along for a while, and it was about a year and a half. And just the beginning of this year in January, I was just trying to do some upgrades, put a little better driveway to the shop to not get people's cars so muddy. And lo and behold, the zoning inspector for our township gave me a call and says, we've seen you're making some improvements, and we want to know what's going on. And I just honestly said, hey, you know, this is my shop, this is my business, this is what I do. We don't have anything on the record of you being allowed to have a business at your house. And that's where you get that bottom feeling, your stomach just drops, and I thought everything was fine. So I actually ran over there to the office right away, and I said, you know, I didn't know anything about this. Obviously the monetary part of it comes in. You got to pay another big chunk of money to do what you want to do. You think everything's fine, and the lady was the nicest person to deal with, and she felt my pain. And April 26th of this year, I was almost in the same kind of setting. I had to stand in front of a board and be put underneath a microscope, and answer questions. Why are you doing what you're doing? Are you hurting the environment? It was almost like a firing line. But I wasn't standing by myself. And the course of events came about that they couldn't give me a yes or no that same night. I said, oh, well, here we go. And I told myself, it's not that big a deal. They didn't tell me to stop working, which was very courteous. And I was telling everybody, well, they told me not to stop working, so I'm just going to keep on keeping on. And Tuesday of this week was my final meeting with the board. And I went in there, and being honest, I actually apologized to the board the first meeting to let them know that I was sorry that it looked like I was trying to hide something or get past, try to sneak by or get out of something. And that board had straight yeses across every one of them. I don't have any restrictions on what I can do, when I can do it, other than some stipulations to screening parking and some easy stuff to take care of. God said, hey, this is where you're supposed to be. And I've been wore out for the rest of the week. It wore me out. You know, you could tell yourself, this isn't getting me down. This isn't bothering me. It's not affecting what I do. But just to know the songs that were picked for today, I Will Follow You, I didn't know that was going to happen. It's kind of hard to play and sing that song today. But that just shows how big God is and how small we are. But if we're willing to listen and do what we feel we're supposed to do, it all works out to the good. And we always have a choice. Even though the world may say you don't have a choice. I'm not trying to brag or advertise for business today. I don't like to talk about this kind of stuff. It's not my forte. I just like to be the guy that helps. And this is where I feel is my mission. So thank you all for listening.